Arla, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Noitin Yichur Shel Arla. Rabbi Yossi says that you're allowed to plant, a Yichur is a branch of a fig tree. Ve'ein Noitin Egois Shel Arla. But one is not allowed to plant the actual fruit of an Arla tree. So let's say a nut of an Arla tree. Bipnei Shu Peri, because the nut is the fruit, or obviously a fruit is a fruit. That's the fruit, and you can have direct hana from the fruit itself. But the branch, that doesn't have a din of Arla. And there's no iser by the wood or the branches, so therefore you're allowed to plant it. But the egos is a pre and it's asa bana. The Rav says that if he planted and then, besides planting it, he also propagated and grafted. Then b'diyevid Rabbi Yossi's mother that it's mutter. Why? Why if you do all these things, if you graft it with a different tree or a different vine, why is that mutter? Because that's called zev zeh goyrim. When two things are causing the new creation, it's not just the Isra Anah, it's the Isra Anah plus something that's mutter. If they are causing the new growth, b'diyevid zevezeh garim is mutter. So Rashi asks in Maseches Avodah Zarah, daf mem tes, what do you need to involve another tree and have grafting and propagating to now say it's zevezeh garim? The ground itself is one of the zevezeh garims. In other words, if you would plant a nut into the ground that's arla, and it grows something new, well, guess what helped grow something new? The ground. The ground is also should be called zevezagurim. The ground plus the fruit that's planted in the ground. Those are two separate things that should be called zevezagurim. And the Taisus Yontav actually brings the Rambam, who holds this way. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't even discuss grafting and propagating with these halachas. But Taisus holds that zevezagurim is only said by the same species. If the same species of heter and the same species of something that's usser creates something new, that's considered zevezagurim. So that could be why the Rav specifically discussed grafting with another tree and then propagating from that. Could be. And the Mishnah ends, ve'ein markivin bekafnius shel arlo. This is Rabbi Yossi, l'shitasoi. We're going to see that you're not allowed to graft, like the Tiferes Yisrael explains, a branch that has dates of arlo while they are only a smadar. They're only in the very, very beginning stages. That branch that has these tiny dates, you're not allowed to graft it on another tree. But Rabbi Yossi is l'shitasoi, because Rabbi Yossi hold that a smadar is usr because it's a fruit. However, we don't hold that way, the Rav says, and therefore the halacha would not be like Rabbi Yossi, and you would be allowed to graft with a branch that has smadar on it. However, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi in the beginning of the Mishnah, that you are allowed to plant with a branch of arla in general, again, as long as it's not the fruit. And l'chor would seem, also if it doesn't have fruit on it as well. Because the only reason that kafnios, we don't hold that way, is because we hold that it's not a peri. But if we held that it was a peri, l'chor we would be agreeing with Rabbi Yossi Legabe that too.